my name is John Holland, and I was born in Ashwood Road, Midhurst, in January 1922. And I'd like to talk a bit about what Midhurst was like in the years of the 1920s and 1930s. My first recollections, I suppose, are when I first started to go to the Half Moon School at the age of four. But I'll talk about the school presently. I would like to talk about some of the things that stand in my mind. Midhurst in those days had, for instance, a town crier, Mr. Howick, who came round the town in his uniform with his bell and gave out notices and council happenings and various things. He is one person that stands in my mind, and the other is, of course, Midhurst was lit by gas. All the town and the surrounding streets. And I don't know his surname, but George the Lamplighter always intrigued me as a small child. He would ride his bike up the street, and he somehow hardly ever got off. He had a long pole with a hook and pulled the chains and got the lights on, and in the morning he'd come round and put them off. And he's a character that I remember vividly as a small boy. And the other one, of course, a lot then. The age of the motor car was, of course, coming, and vans, but there were still a lot of people and traders who used horse and carts. And I think of Mr. Wells, the milkman. And he farmed here where I live, at Lakeside in the Fairway. And he came round with his horse and cart, and of course, those days, churns of milk, and people put their jugs on the doorstep. And as a boy, one of the things we used to like to do was to go out and get the jugs from Mr. Wells, and then we could stand on the back of the cart, because of course the horse knew exactly where to stop. He never stood by it, it just went up the road, knowing exactly where to stop. And these are people that, and things that stick in my mind. Midhurst, of course, I suppose we were, a quarter of the population that we are today. Everyone knew everybody. Old saying was that if you sneezed in the morning, by the afternoon people were asking you how your cold was. But the little things, I think the other one, of course, again in those days, when there was a death in Midhurst, they rang, I don't think in Midhurst it was called the Taylor Bell, but that's how it came about. Nine tailors make a man in Christ. And when someone died, because of course there were no telephones, not to ordinary people, not to the workers, they used to ring, and I still call it the Taylor Bell. And there would be several strokes to make people aware. And then there were nine strokes for a man and seven, or seven for a woman, and a pause. And then they rang one stroke for every year of their life. And I can remember people used to stand out in their back gardens, like my mother, and to show you, you know, they would know, they would say, ah, that's poor old Bill Jones, he's not been well. And they could work it out from the tolling of the bell. I don't suppose many people can remember that, but it was always fascinating, and nine times out of ten they were right.